Support for Native Sounds comes from the First Nations Composer Initiative, a project of the American Composers Forum, with funding from the Ford Foundation's Indigenous Knowledge Expressive Culture Program.
This is production assistant Tobias Grant for NAPT in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks for tuning in to Native Sounds Artist Profile. Victoria Blackie is Dene of the Navajo Nation. In 2010, Victoria won the Debut Artist of the Year Award from the Native American Music Awards. She's been singing since she was a young girl, and Victoria wants to make it big in the mainstream country music scene. Victoria sings with soul, and her style is like Patsy Cline and other female legends of country. I talked with Victoria after her performance on stage 49 during the Gathering of Nations powwow.
My name is Victoria Blackie. I'm all the way from Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm here to put on a show at Gathering of Nations.
What type of music do you sing?
Well, I sing all sorts, but mostly country. I go into blues, country pop, maybe a little rock pop, but majority just traditional country music.
Yeah. How long have you been singing?
Well, I started singing in a group that was kind of like dancing and singing, probably around, I want to say maybe 10 or 11. During that time, we had an opportunity to tour in Japan and locally. So around 10 and 11 is when I about started.
How many albums have you recorded?
I'm on my first one called Wanted Man. I've already recorded my second album called A Tribute, and so that would be my second one that I'm working on.
What was your experience like recording your first album?
Well, I recorded my album out in Tennessee. It was my first album, and I was extremely excited and was there for a couple weeks and then was able to knock out the album within that time frame.
And do you have a band that you normally perform with?
I do have a local band. Today I'm actually being hosted by the band 191, so I do have my own as well.
How often do you perform throughout the year?
Depending on the seasons, mostly in the summer times. Could be every other weekend or twice a weekend. Just all depends.
What was your inspiration for your song, Wanted Man?
Wanted Man was a girl who's trying to find some love. And I guess every woman is trying to find that special somebody. And whether if we hound them down or do what we can to get them, we get them.
As one man can get, you're not about to get away with it. That smile is sweeter than a downright.
What inspired you to record Remember America?
Well, the reason why I wanted to do Remember America on our album is to pay tribute to our veterans. I just wanted to give thanks because a lot of thanks isn't given. Yeah, we celebrate Veterans Day and we have Memorial Day, but why not do it every day or when you can? That was the reason why I wanted to put that song on the album. Well, I like doing traditional country music. It's not really as done as much commercial now today. Mostly what you hear online is like commercial country or pop.
What was your experience like recording your second album?
You know, this time I actually had to put a lot of my own skills into play. I've always written, like, on the side, but nothing that would be ready to put on an album. Well, this album called Tribute has really pushed me with my writing. I came up with a couple hundreds of songs. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. But I was able to feel confident with a couple of the songs on there. And it's really pushed me to become more of a songwriter than what I was before, so...
Is it a follow-up to the first album, or is it something different?
A little bit. It's still traditional country music. You'll get to hear some songs from Dolly Parton, from a lot of the greats of country music, the ones that passed away. And you also have another contemporary song from Adele, which is one of my favorites. It's a country rendition of One and Only, so I'm excited.
Are you more comfortable with the older style of country or the newer contemporary?
I like to be hip, but then I like to keep my roots. as you may say. I love singing older traditional like yodeling songs, and I like to sing Carrie Underwood songs, but I really want to bring back traditional country music to our new era.
Is it easier to write old country songs or more contemporary?
I don't know. Whenever I write, I don't necessarily write thinking I'm going to be an old song. Once you get all the music together and put together, it sounds older, traditional. I don't know how to, like, I don't wake up and say I'm going to write an old song. It's just whatever comes out, so.
And what was the inspiration behind the song you performed today, The Medicine Man?
Mr. Medicine Man. Well, I just think, I don't know, a lot of girls that go to the city and they, that's not like their basic roots. Like they were born country, like they were born maybe reservation or farmland, or and then they go to the big city, they think they're going to find some Mr. Smooth, Mr. Know-it-all, Mr. someone to wipe them off their feet, and it doesn't turn out because like for me, like dating, there's certain things like I feel comfortable with, but changing that whole perspective around kind of, I don't think I could do it. That's kind of like the song's kind of mood.
So is it from previous experience or just in general?
No, not an experience. I am, like, my parents and my grandma, they're all on the reservation, but I grew up in the city. But it was more just, like, I guess I just imagined the girl from the reservation or from the farmland coming to the city, so.
Yeah, I think a lot of women can relate to that, especially the girls that go to college. What places have you performed at this year?
Basically, I haven't started my tour season yet. We've just been getting the album ready. It was in the studio for a couple of weeks. Had the backup singers come in. They're doing the mixing and mastering. So it's just mostly been getting my album together. And we're hopefully to start in June with our tour. We have a few set dates. Even if I'm not recording for an album, my voice instructor will record songs in our own studio. It's not like easier or less just because I've always been doing it constantly, whether it just be for practicing or... So, kind of home.
You have your own recording studio?
Not me. My aunt, who's my voice coach, she has her own studio.
What advice would you have for native youth who are interested in singing?
Even if it's singing to the radio or singing in the shower, if you have hopes and dreams, don't let anybody say, you can't do it. Because there's been times like I'm like, can I do this? Do I just want to like give up and not continue? Honestly, the personal drive, if you have it, you can do it. It's not going to be easy and it's not going to be... Someone say, here's a shot, you really got to work for it. And even now, like, I'm still working and working and I'm still trying, so.
Find more information about Victoria on the web at victoriablackie.com. She's also on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. Victoria's music is available on iTunes.
Support for Native Sounds comes from the First Nations Composer Initiative, a project of the American Composers Forum, with funding from the Ford Foundation's Indigenous Knowledge Expressive Culture Program.